This goes to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-583-1914, and Dr. Lynez, L-A-Y-N-E-S, fax 989-779-7100, regarding Raymond Davis, Jr., date of birth 3/17/1961. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Davis with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, benign prostatic hypertrophy, ischemic cardiomyopathy, and psoriatic arthritis. His last visit was November 27th of 2023. His biggest complaint today is fatigue. He's generally tired almost all the time. If he sits down to watch a television show in the afternoon or evening, he generally falls asleep and sleeps 2 to 3 times throughout a one-hour show, and he's really unable to stay awake when sitting down. He reports that he has been referred for evaluation for sleep apnea, but there's an extended wait for the consultation, and so he has several months to wait before he can have an appointment to have this evaluated. He believes he may have sleep apnea also. He did see a urologist for benign prostatic hypertrophy. Initially, he tried Flomax, 0.4 milligram at bedtime. He thought that was making him dizzy. So they switched to Silodosin. It's S-I-L-O-D-O-S-I-N, 8 milligram once daily. He's still somewhat dizzy and seems to feel more tired on the Silodosin, he believes. He's had no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no changes in dyspnea on exertion. That is stable. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no edema or claudication symptoms. And medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight Entresto 2426, one twice a day. He's on Remicade, 100 milligram every 6 weeks, which is currently safe to continue. Also, Amarodione is 400 milligram, 1 or 2 daily. Also, low-dose aspirin, 2 in the morning and 1 in the evening. And Bisoprolol is 5 milligram daily. Other medications are unchanged. Also, I wanted to highlight spironolactone, 25 milligram once a day. Physical exam, weight is 269 pounds, and this is stable. Pulse is 68. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 104 over 64. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop, somewhat distant sounds. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 22nd of 2024. Creatinine is stable at 1.81. Estimated GFR is 41. Albumin 4.8. Calcium is 10.4, sodium is 138, potassium 4.8, CO2 is 15, secondary to CHF and Entresto, phosphorus 3.7, hemoglobin is 12.4, normal white count, and a normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease. 2, ischemic cardiomyopathy. 3, benign prostatic hypertrophy. He's on a slightly higher dose of silodosin than recommended with his current kidney function. 4 milligram daily is the recommended dose. The patient would like to try the Flomax again because he feels like he felt better with the 0.4 milligram of Flomax daily at bedtime. So we will stop the silodosin and restart the Flomax 0.4 milligram at bedtime and see how he's feeling. We did advise him to take blood pressure at home, make sure that the blood pressure remains greater than 90 over 60 when checked. Three, psoriatic arthritis on Remicade, and currently this is a safe medication for him to continue. And cardiac, the cardiologist can also review this and see and give her opinion regarding the safety as far as his heart is concerned. And we'll continue monthly labs, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 5 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.